This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark and their FS member companies. I'm Ben Nulli. The EPA will finalize renewable fuel volume standards for 2014-2015 and resolve a pending waiver petition for 2014 in 10 days. More in a moment.
The landscape of your industry is changing. Fortunately, FS has the roadmap that can help you navigate the challenges that lie ahead and point the way forward. That's why businesses that are driven to succeed turn to FS for data-driven recommendations and innovative crop and energy inputs. Learn more at fssystem.com. FS, bringing you what's next.
Grant Kimberly is with the Iowa Biodiesel Board and Iowa Soybean Association. He spoke with me about RFS and other topics at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention last week.
Around the corner, moving forward here, we're optimistic that the renewable fuel standard and the biodiesel targets that are in that are part of that will be finalized here soon, November 30th. The EPA should have that done. That should put the biodiesel industry on a trajectory that's positive and seeing sustained growth. So we're optimistic that that's going to move forward. The biodiesel tax credit, moving it to a producer credit, hopefully will get passed soon in any tax extender bill down the road in Congress. And then there's some great things going on at the state level, too. California is instituting their low carbon fuel standard, and through a lot of efforts, we've been able to get biodiesel to qualify as to be a part of that low carbon fuel standard. And it could potentially mean a demand just in California alone of 600 million gallons of biodiesel. So that would be significant.
And then I know the demand in California is pretty significant. What about the nation?
Nationally, we're producing over using over 1.7 billion gallons of biodiesel. So we're looking at the RFS targets to grow up to 1.9 billion gallons. And hopefully when this gets finalized, we'll be actually over 2 billion gallons. We're still optimistic for some additional growth. So that market continues to grow. And it's come from about 500,000 gallons in 1998. So in a relatively short period of time, we've seen billions of gallons added to the diesel fuel market.
I'm Ben Nulli on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.